The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Disney CEO Bob Iger sat down with CNBC today and touched on the future of the company's TV division. Let's get the latest now from Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Tom, thank you for joining us today. Bob Iger back in the saddle again as the CEO of the Walt Disney Company. And he talked about the possibility of selling the company's linear TV assets because he has said and really believed that that's not a growth industry anymore. Streaming is where all the growth is going to take place when it comes to TV. But when we talk about linear TV assets, Tom, are we talking about the ABC television network and the owned and operated TV stations and ESPN, or is ESPN in a separate category?
Yeah, I think the big news there is that Iger's been extended through 2026. And with that came his comments that I found were interesting, Rob, that, you know, golly, this linear TV business is really difficult, more than I thought. And that's what you gestured at in your comments there. Yes, it's ABC. It's the ABC station group, ESPN. But he does seem to put ESPN into another bucket, saying he really is very bullish on sports on the one hand. But on the other hand, saying he's open to finding a partner on ESPN and maybe even having them at some point go direct to consumer with its own streaming service. Meanwhile, ABC, worth about $30 billion, you know, produces nice cash flow and stuff, but when you're Disney, you're not looking for a nice business. You're not looking for, you know, a monthly check like a rental you own. They need explosive growth and to get in on these big, explosive, groundbreaking enterprises that everybody else is seemingly cashing in on. I'm surprised he didn't come out with a big initiative for AI. But the bottom line is it sounds like he is open to unloading the traditional linear broadcast properties due to the absolute change of the business model when it comes to streaming and cord cutting and some of those things we've been talking about for years.
Now, ABC is not what it used to be. I mean, it's not 1977. They're not drawing 30 million plus viewers to the Love Boat on Saturday night. But as you pointed out, it is a $30 billion business. And a lot of people still watch linear TV. So if that were to be on the block, I would imagine ABC would be a fairly attractive asset for somebody.
I would think so. You know, and again, it's a nice business, but when you're Disney, you really don't have the luxury, I guess, of sitting in back and going, oh, that's a nice little division there. I think the overarching theme here, though, that Iger's talked about, you know, will he sell Hulu or buy out Comcast stake? There's a lot of questions here. The theme parks he's really very bullish on, even though attendance has been down and there's been difficulty with the experience. So the real theme here, I think, sounds like it's, you know, something else we've talked about over the years, organizing, consolidating, and right-sizing. And frankly, this is the challenge for all media companies right now who, as we've talked about for the past decade, sort of did a fire, ready, aim thing to try to cover as many squares as quickly as they could. Well, it turns out some of those squares are super expensive to sit on, and they aren't highly profitable when so many actors entered the game. So the challenge now for a company like Disney is, you know, providing that stock appreciation, kicking out a dividend, maybe if they have to, that kind of thing. It's a maturing industry.
I have a vision of the linear television business in the next 10 years or so is that local TV stations basically become what radio stations were 60 years ago when entertainment programming moved from radio to TV. And now it seems like these scripted shows will move to streaming and local TV will become a highly localized media outlet. You could see potentially an all-news TV station or an all-news and talk TV station or a TV station that has a lot of sports play-by-play as the regional sports networks kind of readjust to their business model.
Yeah, I think so. And it might actually be kind of exciting to bring some local production back where maybe it's not all news all the time, but maybe there's a cooking show, maybe there's a kid show, who knows? You know, we can sit here and opine about the golden age of local television stations, but their ace in the hole there really is news. And people seek that out. If there's a service that doesn't have their local news on it, which is still the most trusted source of information amongst the public, they're going to go somewhere else. So that is really, I think, one of the big aces in the hole for local TV stations. And the thing is once you've established the workflow, once you've got the people and the resources, the incremental costs of adding hours although it might make for some somewhat miserable working conditions, the incremental expenses there, the landed costs, the stranded costs are there. They've been paid. So I do really see, I don't see local television going away, but I think, as you suggest, the nature of it may change.
Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, thanks for joining us today. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason.